not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo. Is it out there?
It's out there, Alex. We're trying to do a radio show, though.
I'm sorry.
It's rolling up here, buddy.
How's that burger, Chad?
You don't want it? Let me start
up. Are we going now?
Yeah, we're rolling. Chad's eating a cheeseburger.
Right, let's just go roll.
Chad's eating a cheeseburger, and he's lactose intolerant. That's
Murray,
fucked up.
Remember, I can turn you off at any time. Today, we had Ryan Dunn's field day.
We had Ryan Dunn's field day for Angie.
Angie's birthday.
Yep.
That's his girlfriend, Angie's birthday. And they had it in my house, and it was pretty fun.
Field day is like when you play, like, little events like tug of rope. Mm.
Tug.
And tug of rope.
Well, what else?
Potato sack.
Tug of war.
Tug of rope.
Yeah, and Murray and fucking Maddie won everything.
Hey, Maddie J, we won everything.
Yeah, and then Trucker was taking shits on the beanball.
Trucker took shits on the obstacle course, which made it more interesting.
That's Maddie J's
dog.
That's
what we call a hazard.
It's a blue healer, Matt, right?
Trucker boy.
Yeah.
Where is Trucker Boy anyway? All right, so we go to this big Sweet A's house party down in North Jersey, like about 2 fucking hours away. And we get there, and fucking it sucked, kind of. And we play a big show, and they play a show. We, like, jumped on that shit. And then I see these two bitches. I'm like, hey, what's up, baby? And then I'm like, hey, you're looking good. She's like, you like my ass? I'm like, yeah, like your fucking goddamn ass. This is fucking sweet.
Murray just got out of house lockup because he's such a fucking
loser. I got on 90 days house arrest. Sucks dick. I brought a lot of good music, though.
Yeah. What about how bloody Murray's fingers were when he was fingering that girl while he was fucking
that was awesome. That was 100% awesome.
He was the definition of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had the cut hand up against the ceiling when I was finger banging the other girl and fucking the other girl, and then they were making out. And I couldn't fuck the hot
girl. These girls must have been such trash because you can never fucking get laid.
They were definitely trash. I will say they were definitely trash. I was fucking the girl. She was
it free?
No, I had to give him a couple dollars.
Oh.
But well, I did have different. Big condoms with me.
A couple
was
cigarettes.
It the girl whose party was?
No. But she did run in on it.
Oh, come on.
She did run in on it.
It was Invincible
God's
awesome. Party. We played this one.
Oh,
yeah.
They got good parties.
Wow. Who's this?
Murray.
Fucking 69ers. They're playing on the 22nd of October at the Note.
Are we
if you don't show up, you're a fucking moron if you live in Pennsylvania area or New York or Delaware or Maryland.
Are we going to see them in Finland?
Or Jersey.
You going to Finland? Are you going to see them in Finland?
Yeah. Oh,
production.
Dude, let me get a...
production.
Did you bring a case of those?
Production, a.k.a. MySpace.slash. All right, here it is.
Slash production
That's
slash
song Bam said.
All right,
fucking Murray, shut up. Yeah, all right. Radio Bam.
Serious.
Murray,
69 Eyes.
Nothing but the nation left for you if you choose the wrong direction. It's a brand new feeling, sacrificial healing, like a U-turn out of the blue. Was it strong enough to face it? The one standing by your side, I feel so lonely I could cry. Never say die, leave me alone in the night. Keep me away from the light, raise the blade, cut the light. Never say die. Are you escaping the dreaming? A life without meaning left for you if you choose the wrong addiction. Let me tell you a story without a blaze of glory. The darkest days of you
What does it taste, my love? You're naked. No one standing by your side. Of this lonely I could cry. Never say die. Leave me alone in the night. Keep me away from the light. The razor blade cuts the light. Never say, never say die. Leave me alone in the night. Never say, never say die.
They're playing on the 22nd of October at the Note in Pennsylvania. And if you're near town, you better buy a ticket now because it's going to be sold out. See, now Louis has his pants down right now. Right now, and he's behind me. And now, let's see what he's going to do.
He's got his naked
now his
ass
asshole
against
is against me. Now it's against
Russian Jocasso.
Him and Jocasso has been sharing rooms together.
Why don't you guys share that hurricane over there for a little while?
Have you two done stuff together?
No, not at all.
I think they're lying.
I think they're lying.
They had a really good time together on tour, so maybe.
I think they're tigers.
Why does Louis say they had a really good time together then?
You swear to the Lord above that you did not do nothing with Louis.
Yeah. Well, we swear from the Lord above.
Like vaginas, what the hell does
man?
That mean?
We're in the vagina club.
I brought girls with me.
I'm not believing
and
this.
And you're sucking on that Ford like it's a dick.
I was.
Yo, Murray, why don't you pick some game to one of P-Duck's girls?
I don't know where they are.
P-Duck.
Production.
Wow. Production. Oh, you're a production girl?
P-Duck.
Yeah, what's up, baby girl? How you doing?
P-Duck. I never
what's your name?
Give her a mic. Jocasso. Give her a mic. Murray's got game. Check this shit out. Kids, don't. This is how you don't do it.
What's your name?
Kristen,
I'm Murray. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
We already met each other.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do you like anal?
Yes.
Yes. See? This is how you kick game.
Romance on
do you
radio
think
band.
On a scale from 1 to 10, do you think how cute do you think I am?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly. No, come on, throw it
on. On a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
What do you like and what do you hate about him? What do you like and what do you hate?
What do you like and what do you hate?
All right, the facial hair. I don't like that.
Okay, I can shave right now.
I'll shave right now.
Next question.
Next question.
Seven, honestly. Seven.
That's pretty goddamn good.
That's a closer right there.
Beautiful dude.
All right, if he shaves, then what?
Then what? I have a beautiful ass face.
Seven and a half.
I'm not saving him for a half a point.
All right, let's
you haven't even seen his body yet. What about his body? Show your body. See, Valina, you're looking pretty good, dude. You're pretty skinny.
Hey.
He just took his ass.
All right, now that you had a look at his cock.
He just took his anteater out.
It may be small, but it grows into a monster. I got
keep
a bird chest.
All right, so your chest is 9.
You're tan, too. What
eight.
The fuck, Valina? Right, so where have you been?
I've been down the beach.
What beach?
Ocean City, New Jersey.
That's where Missy has a house.
That's where I have a house, goddammit.
Well, go screw yourself, Valino.
I already did today, twice.
All right, well, screw her then.
You might have seen Murray. He's on the CKY tours. He's techs and stuff for Jesse Jazz, drum techs. He plays drums in Inbred.
And how about Maddie playing keyboard on CKY?
Awesome.
Which, if you go see a CKY show, you'll notice a major, major difference because it is fucking awesome hearing
Maddie
the keyboard.
J.
Dude,
it
makes a major difference.
It makes a major difference.
We didn't even rehearse with
it. It's totally way
Matt
awesome.
Is sat at home for 2 weeks. I watched him do it, playing along to the Mr. Smalls DVD, CD, and learned the keyboard parts. And he showed up on tour and fucking made it happen all night long for 8 shows straight. Right, Matty?
Yeah.
What about you trying to get pussy?
Yeah.
What about it?
You gave up
try?
On game.
Do I need to try?
Try.
Yeah.
She said she liked my ass and my dick.
Well, does that mean she's going to fuck
kick
you?
Kick game.
She got a cute ass.
Find, you don't even know what the fuck her name is.
I told him twice already.
What do you need to know her name
Kristen.
For?
Yeah, I know her name's Kristen.
Mur.
Yeah, production, kick something straight. Marianne Kristen. Sitting
dude,
in the tree.
I don't know. Little A-Rab-ness going
A-Rab.
On.
I got an A-Rab?
You got an A-Rab look about you.
I do look like a little like an A-Rab.
What's wrong with that?
Wait, what's wrong with the A-Rab?
Are you Jewish over there? You got an A-Rab friend. I guess it works out.
What are you, a piece of shit?
Yes. I've been told.
Come on, I'm a Taliban, nigga.
Murray.
You kind of look like it.
Sounds stupid. You sound stupider than you look. Imagine what he looks like.
What nationality is Murray?
Italian.
100% Italian.
Well, why does he think he's Taliban?
Because production said I look Taliban.
If we go put him right next
like
to your
Taliban.
Garage,
yeah.
with Osama
he's
bin Laden,
like,
see
yeah,
if he don't look
he
like
does,
it.
He does.
Right next to Osama bin Laden to see if Murray doesn't have, like, kind of a resemblance.
Minus the beard. I like
put a tail on your head, you're good.
A tail on my head?
Yeah.
A tail? like a horse tail?
No, like a towel.
Oh, like a bath towel.
Like a bath towel, yeah.
You guys are fucking racist, man.
Racist.
Why? What was racist about any of that?
I don't know.
Just because he said you were Jewish and then we're racist?
What does that have to do with anything?
Exactly.
Mrs.
Jewish. What's Osama bin Laden's favorite kind of pizza?
I know the answer, but you can...
Two large planes.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before. That was pretty
good.
You
got another one, don't you?
Yeah,
production,
one?
You got
I do.
That?
Yeah.
Production, got a bin Laden joke?
Yeah. What's bin Laden's favorite football team?
What? Mm.
The New York Jets.
That didn't get as big of a laugh as Bam's joke did, but it was equally as funny. I swear to God. You had to be here to get it.
What else? You got any more jokes, production? What's Northeast got to offer?
We've been reading the Chuck Norris jokes, like, constantly. We got the book.
They're not funny.
Some of them
do. Yeah, they're not funny at all.
Chuck Norris.
It's not funny.
What, Chuck Norris?
Isn't that karate guy
is the
like
best
50?
Around.
What? Chuck Norris? What the fuck?
Like yeah. they
Chad,
say,
help me out here.
They say something and the punchline is Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny, huh?
Chuck Norris. It ain't fun. None of those Chuck Norris are funny at all.
Aww.
You ever hear any of them?
Let's go skydiving over all this.
Oh, I'd love to go skydiving.
Chad, do you want to go skydiving?
I can't wait to go fucking skydiving.
Yeah, up in the Poconos, they'll let us do it for free.
Tomorrow. When are we going?
If you're serious. Are you serious?
I'm right. Goddamn XM.
They said that everybody could go for free.
Are you serious?
What,
yeah,
skydiving?
You down? Yeah.
I'm down.
Chad,
as
you
shit.
Down? Chad, I want to hear your word live on air.
I would not do that.
I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it?
I'm not doing it.
They say it's safer than driving a car.
I don't give a shit.
That's
I got
cool.
too
Let
much
me drive the Lamborghini around while you guys jump out
drive
the plane.
A car.
You're not going to do it.
Are you serious? You're not going to
tandem on your ass.
Fucking tandem. I don't
Her
give a
pussy
shit.
Could be on your ass.
Well, it's all
are
right.
You? You're not gonna go skydiving.
I am not gonna go skydiving. Do you remember Jim O'Brien from Philadelphia's News?
You know
dude?
What I don't.
He fucking
I don't.
His parachute
I don't remember
didn't
that.
Open
I
and he just
I
turned
don't
into.
Remember that.
Well, it's because you're talking and I'm not listening.
That's why I don't remember that.
Probably you were pretty busy talking.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't. Yeah. Remember
well,
that.
Listen to him.
I'm listening.
Chad, why are you gonna go skydiving?
Because people fucking. Parachutes don't open, and then you just splat on the ground. It sucks.
You ever seen
Dude,
Point Break?
I don't like falling. I go
You're
up.
Being like Deacon Mello. He won't get on any airplane ever.
I can't wait to go skydiving.
He doesn't trust anything.
I just can't afford it.
Mary, so I would like to see you skydive.
Are you serious? I'll go right now.
Okay,
I just
ahead.
Can't afford it.
The roof is right there.
I'm fucking broke.
You start there, buddy.
Mary's so skinny, an umbrella would hold him up.
Would you rather skydive or would you rather punch?
Go to the top
the
of the Westchester parking garage and then pull the parachute.
Give me a parachute. I'll pull it.
You'll die.
I'll do it.
Why don't you start pulling some of these girls, low. Mary?
Yeah, why don't you pull some of them girls, you fucking laney ass?
Pull some girls, idiot.
She left.
She? There's more than one.
That was a he. That's how bad your game is.
There's more
than one. It's not that bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
Wow.
It is pretty bad.
How about you when you're trying to go to the bar? I'm like, why do you want to go to the bar? Woo!
You know what? I had the greatest time at the bar the other night. You weren't goddamn there to see it.
Because I didn't want to go, because you were going.
Well, that's what happens when I go to the bar. You don't want to go to the bar.
That's what Chad said.
When I go to the bar, nobody wants to go. I'm like, hey, cool. Everyone's Chad. Like, yeah, let's go to the bar. And Murray's like, cool, I'm going. Everyone's like, yeah, I don't feel like going to the bar. There.
Track 4.
No one's going. Who's
this? You're gonna be this there. Is Trivium.
Oh, yeah, Trivium. Put this shit on.
It's kind of like the new Metallica, ladies and gentlemen.
This isn't a brand new CD, though.
It's kind of new, but Chad just put it in the wire. Hang on. Yeah, it's tangled. All right, here we go.
Tangled and mangled. Are you mangled?
This is the anthem by Trivium.
Where's Productions Girls? There she is.
Track 4.
Maria?
Track
your name?
4.
What is it?
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Kristen.
Drop the ball.
Turn your backs on. going hot right now. Oh, oh.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Production. I need to know. All right. Production is a full-blown freestyle rapper from Pennsylvania. And he made friends with Chad. And I'm dying to know how. Because Chad is a full-blown rocker. And the last person that I think that he'd be friends with is a rapper from Pennsylvania. So how the fuck did you guys make friends?
That's probably why we're good friends. Because we hate...
Tell me
music.
where
rap,
and when,
and I hate rock, and then it just
where
kinda,
and when did you meet, and what songs did you play to each other?
We worked at the same Pizza Hut in Newtown.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, we actually did. Yeah,
yeah, I've man, been there. The Sick Man's worked at a Pizza Hut
there.
Too, buddy.
Pizza Hut, Sick Man was working at Pizza Hut. I worked at Pizza Hut. He came in after tour.
No, not the
and,
Pizza Hut.
We met at my cell phone store.
Yeah,
and he done.
But you didn't have the good ass songs that you had then.
He walked into a cell phone store. He hooked me up with like a free phone. He was busy like working on his press pack. Shut the fuck up. Shit.
Go on.
I walked into the cell phone store and production was working on his press pack, and I just thought, man, that's got to be the fucking toughest goddamn racket to want to be a motherfucking white rapper and like actually think it's going to be possible to be successful.
He's fucking good though.
He was dead serious about it. I talked to him and it was impressive. I just wanted to figure out what it's like to have like a fucking harder dream than like being a white rocker is like, okay, it's hard, but I did it, you know, whatever. But yeah, being a white rapper, I mean, how many fucking white rappers are there? There's that asshole from like, what's it, Ashley Roth.
He's from Westchester, actually.
Asher Roth smashes jaw on him through a plastic straw.
He's terrible.
You know he's from Westchester, right?
No, he isn't. He's from friggin' around the corner from Newtown.
What are you talking? He went to Westchester University.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but he lived.
So
in,
when
like,
he says I love college, he must mean Westchester.
Mean Westchester, but he lived in Yardley. I lived in Newtown.
I met him three times and I don't remember any of them.
Well, that's probably good because he didn't leave that good of an impression, did he?
I don't know. He's probably drunk.
He's boring. So I thought it was fucking interesting to hear what his take on. And he's like, dude, you know what it is? He said he knew CKY because he met you at some anger management tour, and what
dude,
was,
I was at that thing, and I don't remember.
He gave you $100,
$50,
yeah, that's right,
and a CD.
No, production, yes. Yeah.
That's the story he told me, and I thought it was hilarious that you
somebody
took the $50.
Yeah. And I never do that.
Bam Margera takes $50 off a broke-ass white rapper.
I'm fucking drunk, and I'm like, what? You want to give me $50? Okay. He's like, listen to my CD. You promise you'll listen to it? I'm like, yes. So I take the $50.
Well, you took the $50.
Then I see him like 3 months later with Chad, and he's like, "Hey, I'm a good friend with Chad." I'm like, "What the fuck?" So
you didn't remember him though.
You need to give me a skate deck over this. So then I did. I gave you a deck.
I gave it to my little brother.
So now we're even. Nice.
You suck that deck.
We're even.
He gave it to his little brother.
I gave
we're
it to
even
my
now.
Brother.
A deck is worth $65.
I got a production CD here.
Yeah,
what's on it?
There's an out of time fat bitch.
No, yo, that song came through like trash last week because I think it's in
play production.
I don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter.
What do you want to hear in it? Like, do you want
play production?
Shadowville.
No. Shadowville.
Okay, yeah, let's play Shadowville.
Shadowville.
Shut the fuck up, Murray. Piece of shit, man.
Jesus Christ.
Go talk to a girl, faggot.
Go talk to a girl, Murray.
I'm getting bored.
Hey, Adam, what track is
Murray,
Shadowville?
Go talk to a girl.
I can't.
Why can't you?
I'm a douchebag.
See, when Murray gets drunk, he doesn't know how to talk to girls.
Told you he's the worst closer ever. He gets
you're
but
good.
He just don't close.
You're good in the beginning, and then you
I
go and blow it.
I closed the shit out of those two bitches
heard,
in North Jersey.
I heard about that.
North Jersey.
Why? We were in a perfect buzz?
I don't know.
It was,
he
I
just
know.
Got
we were
off
in a perfect buzz?
We were jamming.
The stars were just lined up.
And
you know what?
On
she saw me
buzz.
Play drums. That's what happened.
That's what I'm gonna
she
say.
She saw me play drums, and then she wanted to suck.
I'm
my
saying
dick.
That, and I'm sticking to it. You on a perfect buzz.
That's what it is. She saw him play drums.
That's what happened.
Oh, she saw him play drums.
Yeah. He was jamming after the I got.
There
it.
You go. That's what happened.
That's how you do it, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, you just don't talk. Stand there.
All right, we got a production track. Is it one, dude?
Is it one? One is Let the Beat Knock. You can put that on.
Oh, Let the Beat
Knock. Let the Beat Knock.
Shadowville.
I recorded them both at your studio.
Great. Which one?
Just play one, because I don't even know which one Shadowville's on.
Well, let's take. But how about you pick it, man? Well, see which one you like. And
if number
next.
One, if number one sucks, then
say next.
people. No, I'd say number one.
Okay. Yeah, number one. That's the
number
one.
That's has to be the best.
Track one, dude.
Production. Cool. What's your MySpace?
/production, aka 13th Apostle.
Okay.
Every how time.
Something about a hippopotamus.
Yeah, there's a hippopotamus in there.
That.
Took a fat bitch home and all of that. All
right, here we go.
Track one.
Kicking with girls and like some of these homos. Got chrome stones inside of my purse, kid. That's why I need a nurse for her to come nurse it. Like a cow's mother udder down to a teat. You found your mouth drowned from the butter on the meat. Bounce a blubber in the seat, cause production's on. Got a rubber for the meat, fuck plus the charm. Too drunk to talk, drunk enough to grind. Break out the score chalk and you can bust a line. I'm sitting on a speaker and it's getting me lost more. Bass vibrates me across the dance floor. This man whoring close to getting sick, yet under a girl's fishnets, kicking a six step. It's around 12:45 when I order some rum. She's pouring my cup and I'm ignoring these bums. Fast forward to 2, now I'm ready to spew. But like Pepe Le Pew, shooting game, ready to screw. A girl spins around and she spills my drink. Her pupils are black, she's on pills, I think. So I chill and think, like this is an easy end. She's on the dance floor, teasing me, she'll be on her knees again. With a breezy wind, I tell her she's sexy. She's on ecstasy, on the phone, trying to text me. So I get her a Pepsi and conversate a bit. Cause Kurt is a kid who is working it. As I flirt and shit, look up her skirt to tits. Her mouth and neck look to be a perfect fit. She swallows an ice cube, says I'm a nice dude. She's looking for a man, she can come home at night too. Don't you be the one that got the hood on the smash.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Well, live pro dope.
Production.
What up?
Dude, Novak is texting me right now.
What's he want?
What's he up to?
Dude, he's like down in
the... Or down to, should I say.
Are we still friends,
does
buddy?
Does it say that?
Are we still friends,
buddy? Is
that
buddy? What it says?
Yeah, because he stole $900 from me on my credit card.
He added buddy at the end?
Are we still friends, buddy?
Aw.
Fuck you, fucking faggot.
Don't say buddy.
We're doing the show now, and you're not invited.
You missed, right, jerk.
You missed field day.
And we missed field day, jerk.
And you missed field day. And we already did it. So there you go. And we already did
it. So you haven't been talking to Novak since the incidents?
No.
Is Does that cause you
divot?
Does that cause you distress? Do you miss? Do you miss him?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then tell him to come over.
No, I hate him.
He's on timeout.
He's on timeout.
He's definitely on timeout.
He really
go sit
is.
In the corner, asshole.
Dude, what kind of best friend takes $900? I mean,
a broke one.
Yeah, I know, but like,
I'm pretty broke. I don't take 900.
But like,
I don't steal.
Dude, I loaned somebody
totally
$4,000 once. So stupid.
All right, if you saw me going to the hospital and an ambulance went away, and then there was a credit card sitting on the kitchen table, and you saw it, would you take it and go spend $900?
He took it when you went to the hospital.
Yeah.
No.
I definitely wouldn't.
Maybe when I went to the emergency, you were gonna die.
When I went to the emergency.
Why did he go to the hospital with you?
He went back to Baltimore and he bought himself a train ticket. Then he took out $200 worth of my money because he knew my credit card code. Then he ordered a Domino's pizza, and then he
at least it wasn't Papa John's.
$200 more, and then he ordered fucking crabs from some crab shop.
Mandy likes crabs.
Mandy likes crabs, baby.
He has crabs.
I gave it to her last week.
What the fuck, babe?
It's Baltimore. We eat crabs and shoot heroin with your mind.
So the argument, the argument with me and him right now is, he says, "Bam." It was only $600. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, no, it was $950, and I have it on proof.
Only $600.
It's only that I stole.
It's on a card, and it's on proof. And he's just like, yeah, but it's only $600. I'm like, $600, $900, whatever. Who cares? Like, you fucking swipe my credit card through, and that's fucking fucked up.
I think that's rude as hell.
If any of my friends did that, I'd be fucking...
They'd be cut.
Call somebody from
like
Northeast Philadelphia. Like, they probably think that's muffed up, too.
The only reason that you know it's not muffed up is because it's fucking Novak, and he's out of his mind probably on dope when he does shit like that.
No, he's on...
No excuse.
He's on Seroquel.
Oh,
and
it'd be worse if he was sober.
I heard recently if you even drink one beer on Seroquel, like, you'll be muffed.
That's a heroin substitute, right?
So that's like an excuse for him?
It's Subutex, right?
Anxiety, bipolar, stuff like
what?
That. But if you take it,
I know it's for any kind of beer,
you'll be fucking fucked.
I think Darren took that.
Yeah,
it's an antipsychotic.
Yeah, you'll be blacked out, just like how Darren
was.
Yeah.
Seroquel
didn't do anything to
Murray. There you go.
What, Murray? Seroquel fucked me up when I took it.
Seroquel didn't do anything to me. I had it for like 2 months.
Up.
It didn't do shit to me.
It sounds like it's
fucked. Oh, bullshit, Murray.
Murray, look at the after effects.
You're pissing your pants.
I did not piss my pants. That's a fake.
You pissed your pants and I saw it.
When you go fall out of the hot
and
tub,
and there was
naked.
This girl who was totally into you, and you fucked it all up.
I did not piss my pants. And I was fucking.
This
fib.
Girl was so in you.
That's a fib.
You pissed your pants.
I did not. Piss
and you
my
fucked
pants.
It all.
And I would say that I pissed my pants.
Chad,
you pissed your
it was
pants
at
the Moxie session.
He'd remember.
Get the fuck
Chad.
The Moxie came in.
Fuck,
the Moxie.
I did not piss my pants.
It was at your house, Chad. You remember.
The Moxie came in to record their first album. I'm fucking talking.
Oh, and then Chad.
It's ridiculous, man.
Chad.
I mean,
Chad.
How do you fucking learn anything when you just keep talking?
I'm not talking.
I don't know what the fuck.
Chad, remember how jealous he was because Moxie was recording? And,
that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, go on.
Why don't you cut Bam off? I dare you.
Go on.
Ahead.
Say it.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah,
let Chad talk.
Never mind.
No, I want to know because you said it and I thought it.
You were jealous that the Moxie was recording in my studio because your band wasn't.
Bobby
you were. You're like, hey, fuck them. They His fucking band. Probably suck. I'm going to go over there and fucking ruin their session. You came over all wasted trying to hit on Greta, but you had no game with
so
her either.
True.
So you got more wasted and you got more jealous until you're pissing your pants on my leather fucking couch.
So fucking
douchebag.
True. So true.
Oh, man.
You pissed on that couch?
Chad, you couldn't be any more true.
Right. Yeah, I'm fucking
man.
Done.
I talk now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let's see what Murray
is like.
I did not
piss my goddamn pants. I did not piss my pants. If
so
I pissed
liar,
my pants
Chad.
First
liar.
I did not piss my goddamn
That's
pants. But if
How
I
do
did
you know? You were
pants,
blacked out.
I never blacked out.
Where's Louie at?
You're blacked out right now.
And you didn't even know it, and you still thought that you didn't piss your pants the next next day.
I was a beer spilled on my crotch.
Dude, Chad.
So, Murray, you're pissed about the Moxie recording
Chad
at the studio?
Right.
I didn't want him there at all.
Anything Chad says is completely right. So, Chad, go on. Tell the story.
Murray, you were a jealous fuck. You admitted that. You were hot for Greta. You admitted that.
You admitted that that night.
You were jealous of Taylor.
Now what? He says, but. Why but?
Murray, were you mad that I recorded at Chad's studio?
Chad, he says, but.
He's probably really jealous of you.
Chad, he says, but.
They're making things up, man. Production, they're fucking killing me right now. They're two good talkers, and I'm not a good talker.
Murray, how about when the first time Dice's wife met you, you had your fucking anteater out?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Your anteater.
He had his fucking brown anteater hanging down. Fucking going down sucking some sand. I don't know what the fuck anteaters do, but.
Come on, I'm
Dice's wife walks in.
Now.
She's fucking horrified.
I'm trying to stand up right now. Well, you know what?
She's married to Dice.
Which one?
Which one?
I was equally as horrified.
Dice right. has been married twice, and he's like 20.
Two times.
I'm for not knowing. Apparently, but either way, I did not piss my pants that night. God damn it! Right.
Yes, you did. I
no
saw.
No way.
It.
If I piss my pants, I'd tell you, bam, I pissed my pants.
You're sounding like Novak. Here, give this dude some more Jack.
Yeah, I want some Jack.
Take some more Xanax.
There you go.
Chad, now tell him. Tell him what
I
he
didn't
did.
Take any Xanax. God damn it!
Chad, tell him.
Where's his urban slang now? Did production got a little influence on
you? Well, I thought it would be better than me talking like this, because if I talk like this, nobody's going to
So you thought a southern accent
So you came
help.
Up.
So if I sound like Novak, I think it'd be entertaining, man. If I talk like this, it'd be better than like, talking like this, and then I get this.
Well, Murray, drink that Jack.
I was fucking this bitch in the face. And then, this is a goddamn true story, production. Never heard this, production. I was fucking this bitch in the face, figuring her fucking girlfriend. They were making out.
Wait, is this is the that threesome
the,
that you're
yeah,
in?
Yeah, this is a threesome.
The and the costume
this,
party?
This is the first, the
I'm
only
medium jealous about this.
Wait, you had the condom on while you were fucking
I'm jealous.
In the face?
Steve,
so
what,
Steve
what
was jealous.
You were at the beach.
I was jealous,
Steve got
yeah.
totally made as...
Hey, I want full-blown details. Right. How did you meet these girls?
Steve walked in on her.
So here's the
All right, let Murray talk for 1 second.
Don't take long.
Murray, how did you meet these girls?
So, we're at this house party, and yeah. I meet this girl. I'm like, hey, babe, what's up? You look goddamn good. And this dude comes up, he's like, she's with me. I'm like, okay, nice girl. Hey, babe, what's up? He's like, goddamn good. And he's like, she's with me, too. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, but okay.
It was a pimp hoe party.
It was a pimp and hoes party, and so all the girls look like hoes, and all the guys look like guys.
That helps girls get fucked.
Yeah, the hoes look like... They're gonna get fucked, and the guys are like.
So you got major lucky.
So
one
I got major lucky. Like, this girl's like, yeah, we come as a package.
So the
I'm
pimp
like,
happened to be
I'm
a hot ass chick.
Like awesome
who
hat
says,
on.
If you're gonna slap her ass, you have to slap my
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, she's like, well, you have to ask her permission, and she's like rubbing up her pussy against me. And shit.
Was she hot too?
She was like borderline hot, like.
Well, what do you mean borderline hot?
Four and a half. That is below.
Four and a half. That is major.
But I was
low.
Drunk,
that below
so
average.
That means she was an eight.
Dude,
she was a four and a half.
She was a four
yeah,
and a half because you were major drunk.
No,
she
if
probably
you were drunk, that means she's
so
a two.
So you got two four and a half. All
right, so I had two
four yeah. and a half.
Two four and a half making eight.
Production. I got
two. You had two. But two
four, the main
two,
girl you wanted to fuck was a fucking four
and
a half.
Two, yeah. two and a quarter.
Murray.
But she had a room there.
Yeah, but then, all right, so anyway.
He bought
so like,
magnums
like,
on the way to the party.
Against me, and I'm like, yeah. You like this shit? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking like that goddamn shit. And she's like, how, you have to ask permission to touch my ass. And she's like, my friend. And I'm like, well, can I touch her ass? And she's like, yeah, you touch her ass. Anyway, she's like, I have a room. So then her room happened to be next to the bathroom. So I'm like smashing out these fucking bitches' pussies and fucking everybody's fucking
sucks.
Opening the door
so
thinking it's the bathroom and I'm up there like fucking hammering away. And everyone's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, no, man, come on in, dude. Make it happen. But Bam doesn't care because he's on his iPhone.
No, I'm telling you, Novak's claiming he wants to kill himself.
Novak's claiming he wants to kill himself.
Yeah,
yeah
I didn't even write
dude,
back.
Novak.
That's what I'm writing back
Novak's
to his girlfriend.
Awesome. I love that dude.
Tell him as a friend, as a fan,
even,
not a friend, Chad says no.
I didn't even
yeah, dude, I fucking love that guy, man.
Come on,
everybody
tell
loves
him.
That dude.
Yeah, but, I mean,
as a
enough
fan,
is
not
enough.
A friend.
We need a song
Chad
for
said
Novak.
No. It's what he said to me, dude. When he tried to get CKY back together, he goes,
Chad, as a fan, not a friend, you gotta get CKY back together.
You're getting his voice down way better, too.
Yeah, because Chad and Novak sound exactly the same.
That's not true.
That's not true at all, but Novak does need to get his shit together, and...
Novak has the high-pitched voice from but you smoke too much crack or something.
You're doing a song for Novak.
I was in jail with a bunch of people that sounded like that. It's all high-pitched.
Can we find a song for Novak, Bam Bam? Bam Bam, can't find a song for Novak.
Fuck you!
So anyway, I was hammering away my bloody knuckles... fucking shit, because I was playing drums all night.
Chad, should I call him or no?
Yep.
No, you think so?
Definitely.
He's going to be fucking fucked if I call him. I already know that he is.
Fucking fingered me!
Do you want me to? Chad?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Definitely.
Fine, right now?
All right.
Do it.
Ready.
Banging this girl on the- You're still going on about this,
Mary.
Story.
I've turned you off, dude.
Mary, you got laid. Fucking everybody, give Mary a round of applause.
Yeah, Mary, good job. Now get a new story.
All right, here comes a shit show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, Mandy.
What's up, buddy?
Is Novak there?
Yes.
Is he saying he's gonna kill himself?
He's on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
What's his problem? Well, why can't you just calm the fuck down?
I don't hate him. Tell him as a fan.
Can't answer the wrong question. Not a friend.
Because I've already tried to murder him like a couple of times the past couple of days.
Crazy bitch.
You murder him, it didn't work?
Yeah.
No, it didn't work.
She's trying.
Well, is he near you?
He's invincible.
Yeah.
Can you put him on the phone?
Yeah. Talk to him.
I just got bit.
Talk to him.
Novak, what are you on, Seroquel?
I'm on nothing.
What are you on?
Red wine, a little bit of Coke.
A little bit of Coke?
Come on, dude.
It sounds like you're pretty muffed.
Maybe, baby, sir.
Yeah, well, dude, I must say, you're my best friend, you fucking faggot, but you did steal $900 from my credit card. And everybody's like, how are you friends with this guy? I'm like, I don't know. He's my best friend.
Well, what do I do about it, man? Like, what do
I don't know. That's what you did.
You're my only best friend. You're my only friend. And I was stepping in front of a bullet for you.
What about me, man?
And, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, well, I'd give my life for you. Well, and even though I did that, it was purely drug-related.
Well, what were you thinking at that time?
Huh?
At that time, what were you thinking? Like, when you were taking $900 from me, what were you thinking?
I was thinking about drugs.
What, you wanted pills? What, Xanax? Heroin?
Yeah, pills.
What kind of
pills? Heroin.
Yeah.
All right, heroin?
That's awesome. He's admitting it, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you said that, actually, when I caught you.
He must be feeling pretty down, dude.
I've had a heroin problem.
How much?
You know, they've offered to put me in rehab, but I don't know if I can even do it, man. Like,
yeah, you've been in there 11 times. It doesn't work.
I know. So how? What's going to fix me, man? Like,
nothing.
I don't know what to do. I don't. I don't even want to give you this pity story. I didn't really even talk to you. I mean, I tried to text you and text you back, but man, I couldn't phone with you, so I'm just talking to you, but that's my problem, man.
Well,
like, I don't know what to
do. I'm saying that the problem is, you've been in rehab 11 times. I don't think that anything's going to help, dude.
Well, if he strapped him down for like 2 months straight and just fed him what he needs, he can't get the heroin.
Then that's 2 months of Novak not having heroin.
We
and
could film him strapped down.
As soon as we let him go, he's going to get it again. So what the fuck?
It's 2 months of him not doing it. Yeah, more.
I got Chad here, Novak.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, Chad.
Bam wanted to, Bam didn't know if he should call you, and I thought he should, because
Chad, thank you, because he's a real friend, I think, like you.
Well, as a fan, not a friend, I want you to get better, motherfucker.
Don't make me laugh, I'm not happy.
Oh, come on. Shut the fuck up, Mary. I give you a fucking punch.
I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what friendship stands. I don't know what we stand. I told you I'd give you, you know, I'd pay you back, you know, $100 a week, but I,
Novak,
before you pass the phone over, listen. Hey.
My mother offered to put me in rehab again.
Well, you should probably listen to her. All right.
Go.
Hey,
yeah, go.
Can I talk for a second? Dude, like you took my credit card when I was in the fucking hospital on an overdose. And you spent $950 fucking. What?
Huh? He's got worse problems than that.
I went to the hospital and you spent $950, and that's what you did. And that's pretty goddamn fucking muffed up, dude.
It is muffed up.
And you claim you're my best friend, and I claim that you're my best friend, but, like, best friends don't take $900 from
heroin addicts do, though.
Yeah, but you're a heroin addict.
I hope you never, but if you get addicted to heroin, you kill yourself.
I wouldn't get addicted to heroin.
It's not Novak doing that shit, Bam. It has nothing to do with the best friend. It's the fucking drugs making
him do that
shit.
I've seen him blacked out on 5 bottles of red wine, and he took 20 Xanax, and he was out of his fucking mind. He was trying to tell me
he
wasn't on anything, and I know that he was on everything.
He can't survive without the dope,
and
dude.
And I know
it's impossible for him. It's like dead impossible.
And he's trying
it seems
to tell me
impossible.
That he's not on nothing.
He doesn't see any hope or ability to be able to fix this problem. That's what he's saying.
See, Chad has seen two of his friends die from heroin.
More
Novak,
than two.
And a
girlfriend.
He's sick of seeing it, and he didn't want to see it again.
He knows that.
Well, the truth is, honestly, I don't know if I can be fixed. The only way I see myself being fixed, because rehab never works, is to take that other route, which I don't want to do.
Well, what's the other route?
It's stupid.
I don't want to pay
it's stupid. You're smarter than that anyway. Anybody can come up with that idea.
Well, I mean, even Chad was thinking about it for a while.
You're right, dude. I'm fucking trying to think differently, dude, and it works. I'm feeling fucking great.
Dude, you don't think I've thought about it? I look at my fucking pool out back, and I'm like, I have all this shit, and I'm not even fucking happy. I want to jump in the fucking pool and drown myself.
Jesus.
Well, how do you stop from doing it?
Well, stop taking what you're taking.
He's got to go back to rehab to do that.
Dude, Novak, just admit it. You take loads of fucking pills, dude.
I know that
you do. Like, you're on Seroquel and Xanax and fucking Paxil and fucking Valium and fucking basically everything I could think of. You're on all of them all at once.
You're right.
All the time.
You're right.
And sometimes you admit it to me, and then you forget that you admit it to me, and then you say that you're on nothing and you're totally sober, and then I get really bummed out because you're lying straight to your best friend.
All I know, honestly, is that you're the only person that I've ever cared about, really thought about me. You know what I mean? Anyone else can say I'm this, and Mandy. Anyone else can say I'm this, or Mandy, I can give a fuck less. You and
a
few people up there, Mandy, I care about their opinion. And you know my, you know me like the back of my hand, but I just don't know how to get a handle on my problem. I don't know what to do. I don't. I'm lost.
He's got no hope, man. I mean, you know, we're not professionals. We're just friends, and we're trying the best.
Novak, I just think that, I mean, you could be sober for, like, 10 days, and that's, like, a good record or whatever. But, like, as soon as you see a Xanax or a Valium or a heroin, you're going to do it again.
So, do you recommend rehab or no?
Rehab?
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It works for the fucking time he's there. He's talking about suicide right now. He needs to get some fucking help.
Now you need serious help.
Can't be sitting around drinking wine, snorting coke, and talking about suicide. Yeah, go to fucking rehab, dumb ass motherfucker. Like that spacing.
That's Chad.
I want you to fucking go to rehab, dude. That's my opinion.
We love you, bro.
That's Murray.
Don't listen to me, man.
Dude.
Well, we're not around to see you, and I love you definitely, though. You know that.
Come on.
Don't start with the I love you.
CB.
Tell him to come over.
You know that I've heard this loads before, man. Like,
well, you know me. Come on, man. Get the fuck out. You know me, and you know how I feel about you. That's just how it goes. So, take it how you want, but I love you, and I regret what I did, and I want to make it up to you.
But I was in the hospital, and you took my credit card and spent $900, dude. That's fucking fucked up.
Way after your hospital spent. I
wouldn't.
He already feels bad
anyway. It doesn't matter, but I didn't go when you were in the hospital.
Well, it's going to be hard for me to forgive you. And plus, even if I do forgive you, Missy probably won't. So then now you have to deal with fucking her pussy ass.
I know. Trust me, I know.
You know, even if I say, hey, come and stay at my house, now you got to deal with Missy's pussy ass.
Tell him to come over.
Come over. Chad says come over.
Come over.
You want to talk to... Hang on.
He don't want to talk to me. He's bummed out.
All right, you're right here. Calm down. Yeah. Calm the fuck down.
That's right. You tell him to calm the fuck down, dude.
Come hang out. You there?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'm going to L.A. on Wednesday. I'm going to hear new hymn songs. Why? Because I want to hear new hymn songs. And then I'm getting a tattoo from Kat. Two of them, three of them, four of them.
Tell her I said I.
Tell Kat I said I?
Yeah.
All right, Chad's friends and some girl. Yep.
Well. I guess call me if you're going to do a show or you'll be around or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Monday, we're doing one.
I just want to know, honestly, what was going through your head when I was in the hospital and you were spending $900 on my credit card? I want to know.
I'll tell you, it was drugs.
Well, what kind of drugs?
Heroin.
Are you shooting it?
That's what makes you steal from your friends, dude.
You started shooting it again?
Yep.
Does Manny know that?
She's sitting right next to him.
Ew, man, I fucking drank this fucking... Dude, I just drank this thing with the goddamn fucking... That sucks.
Flinch.
I just drank a cigarette, Novak. That sucks. No, I'm really mad about it, actually. All right, but go on. I'll deal with it. Fucking bullshit. That fucking sucked, dude. That was disgusting.
Novak, come
in the radio room.
Come to the radio show on Monday. Yo, Novak, it's Chad. All right, man. Yo, why don't you come to the radio show on Monday?
I don't think everybody wants you there.
Dude.
Everybody wants you here, dude. That's what we're talking about.
That was disgusting.
Nah, that's not true.
Disgusting.
If he gets approval, I'd love to come, but, I mean...
He just asked.
Right now, hey, Chad, you know how you felt when you felt TK while I was doing on there? Do you really know what you're doing with your life?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. You know what I mean?
You've probably been there before. You get yourself out of that. You know that.
I do know that, but I just don't, you know, like... I don't know, you know, you own the house, you own all that. I don't own anything, so it's... I just don't know how to get out of where... I mean, I know how to get out of where I'm at, and it'll take work, and I'm willing to do it. But I'm in the state of mind as you were when you came to Finland, when we did the Finland thing. You know, where you're bummed, and you just... You know, you didn't know what was going on your life, and I don't.
Yeah, I didn't know who I was. But I think... I think that you're not stupid, dude, and you know the way around this, man. Don't pity yourself, man. You can do... anything. You've been around for a long time. You've had this problem for a long time. You've been fighting for a long time. Don't give up the fucking fight, dude. You know?
You're a good man, Jeff. I have nothing but that much respect for you.
Well,
I
feel the same way about you, dude. I stuck up for you last week. Some bitch called in talking some stupid shit.
Oh, I missed that.
And she was saying, he's not a skate legend or this and that. And, dude, honestly, it comes down to, no, you are a fucking legend. And it matters that you fucking do right. You know, you're... A lot of people look up to you, dude, so show them right. Don't prove them dumb shit. So come up to the radio show on Monday, all right?
Ask him around.
Yeah, yeah, here's Bam Bam. Good talking to you.
Should I come and show tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Well, I go to L.A. on Tuesday, so if
Monday.
You want to...
Yeah,
Monday's tomorrow. If you want to come up tomorrow, I'd say yeah. What, it's what I'm
doing. Do you want me there?
Yes.
I do, but honestly, Missy... Dude, like, Abe and Phil are so pissed off, dude. Like, they're really fucking pissed, dude.
I mean, like I said, I'm willing to give you a bag. I will, but you tell me I don't want to cause problems.
It's not even about you paying me back. It's about, like, what you did. Like, they're just, like, fed up about it, you know? Because it's not about money. It's about, like, what you did. Like, a friend doesn't do that.
You're right. And I shouldn't, and I did because someone else had a hold of me.
I think you should come up and maybe you can figure something out and then go to rehab. When's he supposed to go to rehab?
I don't know.
When's his mom asking him to go?
I don't know.
Ask him.
You ask him.
I can't hear.
Here, I'm taking a piss.
Bam's taking a piss. But when does your mom want you to go to rehab?
I can go whenever.
I mean, do you think now would be a good time, or you just want to hold off? Are you gonna get high again before you go? Obviously.
I definitely am. Yeah. But I'm gonna go. I mean, I think that's the only option I have.
Okay, so would it be better if you did the radio show or just probably went straight to rehab?
I mean, I want to mend friendships if it's possible, but if not, then I'll just do that.
You know what?
Even if I go to rehab, it's a big arrangement, which will take like 2 or 3 days. You know, so regardless, I'm not gonna go tomorrow.
Well, mending friendships, man, I think if you go to rehab, that definitely shows to your friends that you still give a shit about trying to get better, which is all we want for you. So, you know, yeah, go to rehab, man. I mean, that's part of helping everything out. But the problem you're in, you know, just fucking try to fix it one more time, dude.
Yeah, I will, and I can, you know.
Well, you're lucky that you have that. Why don't you go, like, in one day?
Because they just can't take you within a day. You know, I mean, I've been to a lot of them. They don't just take you the day.
Oh. I didn't know.
You have to be set up, and there has to be beds available and shit like that.
I think you should go and then come back to the radio show or at least call in maybe from the rehab. You know?
That sounds good.
You going to do it, man?
It's just that different direction, you know?
Well, dude. You're a good guy. We want you around, man. Bam's obviously just pissed off because he's freaked out that his friend steals from him. I don't know. I mean, it's like it's hard for him to kind of understand that the drug's doing that, and it ain't fucking Brandon Novak doing that.
You understand it, don't you?
Yeah, because I can see the real dude in you quite often, dude. You're a great guy, and when you're fucking taken over by the drug, you fuck up, man. That's
the drug consumes you. It's not you.
Oh, I know. You're fucking stuck with it, dude, and it seems fucking impossible. It's like, you know, what are you can't take your head off. I mean
I've stolen from my own mother, you know, Christ.
Yeah.
I've stolen from everybody. Anyone who has anything I'll steal from if I'm hooked on drugs, you know? I don't want to be that person.
Nope. It's the drugs want you to be that person. So listen to the person that's talking to me right now, not the fucking drugs for a second. Just go to rehab.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I hope so. That's fucking perfect. I'm going to put Bam back on. Well, you know what? Can we call you after this? I got
to play
shut
a song
this,
now.
Play a song or something.
Song time.
Hey, Novak. Just call back like later or something.
Just call me back or something.
All right, we'll call you back. All right, bye. All right. What do you want to hear?
Shithead.
What do you hear, Bam?
I want to hear shitheadnovak.com.
Come on, man. You got to give him something, dude. He doesn't ever admit to shit. He lies.
Dude, he fucking... I can't take it anymore.
I know. You're fucking fed up, dude, but it's the fucking damn drug.
Can't.
You don't have to take it.
It's the same fucking thing. Every fucking... Bam, I swear in my life.
Dude, but people
But you don't care about your life, so why would you swear on it?
I'm just saying.
If he gets
it's obviously a lie.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's not him talking, dude. The fucking drugs are beyond the fucking man.
Well,
it's bigger than him, and it's bigger than what you're paying attention to.
It's like I lose either way. Like, if I want to help him, then I lose because he'll steal from me. And if I don't help him, then he'll fucking die, and then I'll be even more mad.
I have friends right now that I don't talk to that are using dope. I don't talk to them because they're using dope.
Dude.
My friends die.
Do you have an iPod?
Yeah.
I want to hear Master Plan.
By who?
Plasmatics.
Oh, it's going to be in mono.
Wendy O. Williams.
Okay.
She's hot.
But I think that Novak made a good step, and hopefully he doesn't do anything stupid.
He probably
will. Any more stupid.
Who the fuck knows? Who cares?
I give a shit. It sucks, dude. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm going to the bar.
Why? Well, the bar's right here.
Production. You have a car. I'm going to the bar.
Why? What bar?
I'm taking my Dune buggy to the fucking Four Dogs.
Dune, no.
I'll take the Lambo down the note. All right, fine. Well, you could have two girls on your lap.
Okay, Radio Bam, thanks, and good
and
night.
And we're out of here, and I'm done.
Well, Ryan is, too.
Yeah, and so,
it was his field day. Yeah! Radio Bam.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.